It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In this study of 2 Peter, I'd like for us to look into verses 1 through 4. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter gives us a warning. He says, beware of false teachers. And I believe that's the focus of this chapter, 2 Peter. In verse 1, it says this, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Well, I see several things in that first verse. I see in verses 1 through 3 collectively the destructiveness of false teachers. Peter is telling us that there is something past and present taking place. There are past false teachers. There are present dishonest false teachers. And he says these false prophets and dishonest false teachers are sneaky. He says they're coming in privately. These teachers are sneaking in. And what are they doing when they come in? They are teaching detestable. This is damnable. They're teaching detestable false doctrine. And that's the heresy that's mentioned in verse 1. But the Bible goes on to say that they even deny the Lord that bought them. This means to me that these people who came in at that point in time, who had been and they came in the present, this tells me that these people had been saved because they had been bought, that they had denied the Lord Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, it says this, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. You see, we need to serve God. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, because we are saved people. We have been bought with a price. But notice these false prophets and these dishonest and false teachers that were present and past. And let me remind you that these false prophets and these dishonest false teachers are around today. That's not the same ones that we read of in the past, but it's the one. There are those people around today who are false teachers and false prophets. These people actually, evidently, some of them know Jesus as Savior. But the Bible teaches us here in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 that these people who are teaching wrong in churches in this country and around the world, these people are teaching false doctrine. And it says, even denying the Lord that bought them. They may be saying there's another way to heaven. They may be saying that you have to work your way to heaven. They may be saying that maybe Jesus didn't rise from the grave. And, you know, I don't know how they could be saved and teach something like that. But they evidently are so deranged in the Scriptures. This reason it's so important to let the Holy Spirit of God lead and guide you through the Scriptures. Read the book. Read the Bible. And let the Holy Spirit guide and direct your heart. Well, these people are evidently not studying the Scriptures, these false teachers and false prophets. They're not studying the Scriptures, and they've been swayed some way. They're teaching these damnable heresies in the churches in this world today. But the Bible says they bring upon themselves swift destruction. What is that destruction? Well, actually, I have no idea. But the Bible tells me that they're not going to get away with it, with what they're doing in so-called Bible-believing fundamental churches in this country and around the world today. They're not going to get away with it. They're sneaking in and they're bringing in things that are not true. I believe that there's also people in the church today that are not saved, who are allowed to teach even in Sunday school classes, teaching from the cradle up into the adult classes of certain churches in this country and around the world. These are false teachers who are not teaching the Word of God. How can they? Because they are unsaved. I believe it's not only speaking here of saved people, but I think it's also meaning that there could be unsaved people who are placed in a place of having authority to teach the Word of God. But they are denying the very Lord who bought them. And once again, the Lord has paid a price for everybody in this world, but it's up to that person to receive Him as Savior, to accept that payment for their sin. And some of these people who are unsaved, once again, are coming into the churches. They do not know the Lord, and therefore they do not know what He wants His people to know and to let this world to know that He is the Savior. These people deny the Lord. But once again, I believe there are saved people who are living so far away from God that they are denying even the Lord God who bought them. Of course, if someone has never trusted Jesus as Savior, they haven't been bought. Actually, they're not turned from sin, as the Lord tells us that happens at the moment of salvation. You turn from sin, you can't do it. God has to turn you. He's the one who has to take the sin. But the Bible tells us we are bought with a price, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter goes on to say in verse 2, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." You see, many people are going to follow the false teachers and the false prophets who sneak in, trying to and doing, teaching everything except what is biblically sound. Well, the impact of these false teachers, many follow their malicious methods or ways. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, it says this, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." If someone teaches other than the Word of God, if they teach what they believe instead of what the Bible says, the ways thereof are the ways of death. The Bible says so there in Proverbs. And these people who have come in, they've come in unawares, really. There are false prophets and false teachers. They're teaching malicious methods of ways, their ways. And once again, in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Righteousness brings life. Jesus said He was the righteous one. He is the one who came into the world, and we need to be teaching Jesus in our churches today. Notice what else Peter says here. He says the truth will be blasphemed. In that verse, notice, let's read it again, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." The truth will be blasphemed. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." See, many verses talk about this. And in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 7, it says, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." We need to guard our mouths. We need to guard what we say. And when we do say something concerning the Lord, it needs to come from the Scriptures. We need to be telling people around the world that Jesus saves and that Christians need to get serious with the Lord, that He is the truth, the way, and the life. When Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, again it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof is no death." Jesus took upon Himself the sin curse. He became sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If someone comes teaching or preaching something else other than Jesus Christ, the way to heaven, then they're false prophets, they're false teachers. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, By the truth, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Give what you have. In other words, the Bible teaches us that we're to give ourselves to the Lord. When we get saved, we are saying, "Lord, I'm not my own. I'm giving myself to You." But so many times we forget that we've committed our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to stand up for Him. What teachers should be teaching is found in Proverbs 22:21. It says there, "That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. This is what the teacher should be teaching. We need to be ready to give an answer to every person that asks us for the reason of the hope that lies within us. And that hope of heaven is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Don't stop telling people about the Lord. And I might say this is not only for preachers. This is for every saved person in this world. There is no excuse not being able to give out the Word of God and telling people how to be saved. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Notice here in verse 3, there are destructive methods that these false prophets and the false teachers use. False teachers will exploit you. They make fun of you if you're standing up for the Word, but you don't have to be ashamed because you know the truth. It says, by covetousness, not theirs, but yours. They covet what you have, and they're jealous. They will market you like merchandise with lies. This means feigned words. These false teachers use other people's desire to have or be something they're not in order to further their own sinful lusts for recognition and power. These are preachers standing in the pulpits today who have never been born again. They're standing there to be known as great prophets of God when the Bible teaches us that they are not prophets of the Lord. They are false prophets. And there are teachers today who are standing who want to be seen for themselves and not for the Lord. The Bible tells us that's wrong, and that's what Peter is telling us in verse 3. There's coming a time, Peter tells us in verses 4 through 9, that there's the doom of false teachers. Something's going to happen. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." Now, we're going to read on later on in verse 5 what takes place here. We're seeing here the angels in this verse. We're seeing the example of angels who sinned. These angels followed Satan. And in Jude 6 it says, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Many verses speak of this. And how many of the angels followed Satan? Well, the Bible tells us that it was one-third. There was one-third of the angels in heaven who followed Satan. Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 says, "And he said," and Jesus said this unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." In this vision Jesus received by Christ, this vision, when he received this, was both retrospective assurance that Satan had already been cast out of heaven when iniquity was found in him. Now, the Bible says that the devil is going to and fro. He's going up and down seeking whom he can devour, seeking whom he may lead astray. Don't be led astray by the devil, by false teachers, by false prophets. Listen to the Word of God. Open your Bible. Follow the preacher and make sure he's using the unadulterated Word of God, the truth, as it is found in God's book, the Bible.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.